tell us about the new facility here. I mean, this has got to be an exciting time for you.
Oh, yes. This is very exciting. So I have been involved in this planning from the initial very early on stages of design and land procurement. And this is a very exciting time for the community, for our employees. And the most centricity of energy is around our patient care delivery. So patients will have the opportunity to drive to one location and receive all services, no longer having to go to multiple different locations to receive specific services.
And when are the moves being made?
Our first move will be the weekend of February 18th and 19th. We will start seeing patients in this facility for our convenient care, radiology, and laboratory services on Sunday, February 19th. Further moves from there will be held almost every weekend for 8 weeks total.
And there's some stuff in this building that Danville didn't have here before.
Absolutely, yes. So among those, we have added additional outreach services in our specialty department, which is currently located at the Danville Vermilion branch. We also have an in-house MRI. Prior to this building development, our MRI is brought in with a temporary semi-truck, essentially, and MRIs are done from a mobile aspect. And now we will have MRI available in-house.
So this is going to be something that people won't have to run all the way to Champaign to get.
Absolutely. We will be happy to provide service to patients of Vermilion County here in this location.
What about, tell us some of the other things in the building here. What are you excited about here? I know all of it, but.
Absolutely. I am excited about all of it. This is something that I have been very passionate about, having worked at Carle for 14 years. Also being a patient of Carle and also living in Vermilion County, it has really been a passion of mine to consider all aspects while developing and designing this location. One of the most exciting factors is that we are all above ground. So currently we have employees that we have a basement in the Danville Vermilion location, and the natural light in this building is amazing. The views from the upper levels, so floor 2, 3, and 4, are absolutely beautiful, day and night. They are beautiful, and it's just really something to observe. I am most excited, quite honestly, and I know this is repetitive on my behalf, but I am very excited to provide service to patients within this building. It's a positive energy. It's new, more thoughtful patient care workflows. Care can be more efficient. We are really digging into the quality of care that we deliver, healthcare metrics, social determinants of health, working with community partners in new inventive ways to enhance the care that is provided to Vermilion County residents.
And I know there's a couple of buildings that are still going up yet out on the corner. Tell us about what's happening there.
Yes, so exciting more development. So that is two separate buildings, a project that Carle did fund and is currently very actively working on. One of those buildings will include our Carle medical supplies, so any durable medical equipment, maybe it's CPAP equipment, a walker, a wheelchair that a patient is needing. That service will be provided in one of those buildings, as well as our sleep lab will move into that same building in conjunction with Carle medical supply. The second building that is being developed to mirror the facility that will encompass Carle Medical Supply and the sleep lab will be retail space. That will provide opportunity for even more economic growth in this area.
I noticed coming in the front door, you can't help but notice you've even got a place here to get some coffee or what, even food.
Yes. So another really exciting development here. So that is our North Star Cafe. That does mimic the name of our North Star Cafe at the Carle Foundation Hospital. And so we will be providing breakfast and lunch, small sandwiches, grab-and-go style items, both cold and hot foods, and then coffee and drinks alike. We are partnering with Mad Goat, our local coffee supplier, and we are partnering with Mad Goat. They will be supplying our coffee beans that we use for coffee for the North Star Cafe.
So some really exciting time. I know this facility here obviously cleaned up a neighborhood. I mean, there were a lot of houses around here that needed to go, but what do you envision down the road? I mean, other development around this facility or what?
As you may see, there is already budding development in our downtown Danville area, new business, small business, most definitely some construction, some facelifting per se of buildings that are currently located in the downtown Danville area. I know those that have businesses in that area are very appreciative to have new development coming into the downtown area. I honestly do not foresee anything but additional growth and economic development in this area.
Then another thing that's nice about this location is right across the river is, you know, Ellsworth Park, and obviously you're wanting people to stay healthy, so this
Absolutely.
Really ties in well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, so we look forward to continued development of our walking path. So on the west side of our campus, which you can see really well from an upper floor of the building, there is a small walking path already provided. So essentially, employees and patients and visitors can make a loop around the facility already. But then we do have active plans to get a walking path down into the park and further develop activities in that park for patients and staff and the community use. We look forward to planning an employee event in Ellsworth Park, hopefully this spring or summer, to really just utilize that natural availability of space and healthy space for employees and patients to stay active within.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate your time today.